Hello and welcome to Truth Talk, a place where we share God's word in very practical ways to strengthen, encourage, and guide you on your own journey so you live and enjoy your life. I believe that God's word is powerful. His word can deliver to you all those things that you desire. Provision, protection, security, a total sense of well-being, transformation. Who doesn't want to be changed and become a better person? And His word can empower you to touch other lives. Because what is life if you are not making life better for another person in some way or some form? Once again, you are welcome. This is Truth Talk, and my name is Ijeoma Anyanwu. So Valentine is in the air. So around the world now, people, lots of things going on, gifts being bought, plans being made to honor that one day of the year where everyone is thinking about love. Well, it's a good thing because everybody loves love. Even the word love sends, you know, all these chills down the spine. But what really is love? What really is love? Because indeed, every human loves to feel loved. Even animals love to feel, to be loved, to be cared for. I want to leave a thought with us this morning, first from John chapter 13. We are still in that passage. So verse 1 says, "It was now just before the Passover feast, and Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave the world and return to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end." Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8 says, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." So we can understand why he loved them to the end, because God is love. God is love. Can you say that to yourself? God is love. And I want you to say one thing: God loves me. God loves me. It's very important to know and to understand that God loves you. This is because, like we said, it's Valentine, that time of the year where everybody is reaching out in the name of love. And it's important for you to know as a believer. It's important for you to know as a human being that God loves you. When people don't know that God loves them, they go to all the wrong places looking for love. And of course, because our world is full of predators, people who take advantage of others. So when they see seeking hearts, sincere hearts looking for love, and they come to the wrong places, what do? They take advantage of that. And that's why we need to be mindful in this season, to understand that God is love, that you are not going to get love, real love, true love, anywhere else outside God. That no one else can love you like God loves you. This is very, very important. When you understand that, you don't go looking for love, because you know that you have love. Love is on the inside if you are a child of God. And God's love is beautiful. You know, that was one of the first things that I appreciated when I gave my life to Christ as a 19-year-old. That I no longer desired to go to those places that I thought, you know, there would be love. So I no longer desired looking for someone to love me and make me special. That desire was curtailed. I desired to be married, yes. But there was just this sense when I gave my life to Christ that, hey, I'm loved by God. And there was this security in that He loves me. And this morning, I want to leave that thought with us as you reach out to others, because I think it's good to have a time where you show love to others, but let it be true love. True love is kind. That's God's love. It's respectful. It respects another person's space. True love honors another. True love thinks well of others. True love does not take advantage of another person. That's true love. Let that be the kind of love that we reach out with in this season. And let that be the kind of love that we receive. I know sometimes it can be difficult to receive love if one didn't grow up where there was pure, true love. But let's remember, as children of God, that God is love, that God loves me. Nobody can love me like God. And that's the truth. Nobody can love you like God. He who did not spare His only Son, but freely gave Him up for you. Scripture says, how then will He not along with Him freely give you all things? It is important to understand that God loves you so much that He sent His one and only Son to die for you, because He loves you. And like the scripture says of the Lord, He didn't stop loving His disciples. He loved them to the very end. What does that mean about God? His love doesn't end. Human beings, sometimes our love can have limits. In fact, our love do have limits as human beings. Our love has limits. Our love does have limits as human beings. But God's love does not. It's endless. Endless love. That is, it keeps loving and loving and loving and loving and loving. No end. Why would we want to substitute that love for man's love that are oftentimes conditional? If you do this for me, I love you. If you do well, I love you. If you give me what I want, I love you. God is not like that. He keeps loving us in spite of. It doesn't mean He, you know, approves of the wrong things we do. No, but He keeps loving us in spite of those things. He never stops. He never, ever stops. And it's that love that changes us. What do you do about someone who just keeps loving you? No matter your mistakes, no matter your faults, He just keeps loving you. At a point, you just want to keep living for Him, and that's it. When you understand that God loves you, you want to live for Him. You want to respond to that love in a positive way. That's what love does. And that's the same way that what that love does to others around you. When you keep loving others, I'm learning that really love conquers all. Sometimes it looks silly, it looks unreasonable to keep loving when it looks like the one you are loving is not responding correctly. But still, follow love. Trust love, because in trusting love, you are trusting God. Because like the scripture says, God is love. So when you are trusting to love, you are trusting God. And it will yield a harvest if you don't give up. Don't stop loving God's kind of love. And don't stop giving God's kind of love. And don't stop receiving God's kind of love. May the Lord bless you today. May He keep you. May He surround you with His love in all your endeavors. No matter what you go through today, remind yourself, God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Amen. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for reminding us of how much you love us. How much you love us to the very end. Endless love. We appreciate that love. We are grateful for that great love you have for us, that you demonstrated when you sent your son Jesus for us to die in our place, to die for our sins. Father, we pray even in this time of the year, in this season, Lord Jesus, help us to remember that you love us endlessly, unconditionally. Help us to find strength in that love, encouragement in that love, and grant us the grace to also share that love with others. Pure, true love. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. The Lord bless you today. Cause His face to shine upon you. May He be gracious to you. May the Lord bless you and give you His peace. God bless you. This is Ijeoma Anyanwu. See you again tomorrow, same time, by the grace of God. Bye-bye for now.